Welcome to Coffee Time Conversations on art, faith, life,
and of course, coffee.
We are your hosts, Robert
and Rebecca Prince.
We're so glad you're joining us for season two, episode one of our podcast. Good morning, Becca.
Hi, Robert.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm a little chilly.
Yeah, it's the first official day of fall, right?
Yes, it is. Fall is in the air.
Of course, people will be listening to it, you know, a week later. But, man, and it feels good. It kind of turned fall yesterday here in Dallas.
Yep.
Which felt great last night.
I'm so ready.
All day yesterday felt great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Well, and of course, we can't hardly speak of fall without speaking of pumpkin, which we have already bought a new pumpkin creamer. Just yes. a week or so ago.
Actually, yeah.
When we hadn't tried before.
Yeah, we kind of bought it on a whim. We were at Aldi's and they had their pumpkin creamer out and we were like, let's get it.
Let's try it.
It's really good.
It is one of the best pumpkin creamers as far as just plain pumpkin creamers that I think I've ever tried.
I know. It's really creamy and not too spicy.
Yeah.
And I really like it. It might be my new favorite.
Yeah, it's really good. Of course, we hadn't had the pumpkin sauce from Starbucks in a long time. I used to buy it in the half-gallon jug.
Right.
Well, but, you know, we're trying to go a little less commercialized. I say that. I mean, any creamer from a grocery store is going to be commercialized. But anyway, we won't go there. So, yeah, it was really good. So it's funny, though, you were telling somebody else about it, and they said they didn't like it because it was too spicy.
They said it was really spicy, but we have to say we use ours in lattes.
Yeah, we don't use flavored creamer in our regular coffee.
And so we heat up milk in the microwave and then froth it.
Yeah.
And then we do our espresso shots through an AeroPress.
Right.
But she said she used it as creamer in her, like, brewed coffee, yeah. And she said it was too spicy, but...
And so we do have to put that caveat in there that we haven't tried it just in regular coffee to know how spicy it is. So.
We haven't. Yeah. But in the latte, it was delicious. And of course, you know, we put a little whipped cream on top.
Well, of course, if you're going to have a pumpkin latte, you might as well make it a little more decadent and
right?
delicious. So,
but anyways.
Yeah.
It was tasty.
Well, cool. Well, we are so glad to be back. Becca, it feels a little weird to be sitting in front of microphones. It's been so long.
It has. We took an extra long break that we weren't intending.
We did. We are so sorry. We kind of left you. We left it in January that we were going to take a little break. And then we came back what we thought was season two for Easter, for Lent.
Right.
With and Ryan we had Flanagan.
Two episodes.
We did two episodes with Ryan.
And then we just disappeared.
We did.
Robert went... in to the garden and never came out.
Well, yeah, it was springtime. You know, I think what happened during that time is I hadn't messed with plants or worked outside at all. And so I spent a day or two, not even full days, just a couple of hours outside and realized, oh, my soul could breathe again.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt good to be out there working with my hands and caring for things that can't care for themselves.
Yeah.
And the quiet, not only of just the nature of working out there by myself, but just the quiet of my soul and my mind when I'm out there doing that. And so it grabbed me and sucked me back in, which was only the second year because the first year was last year during COVID shutdown.
Yeah.
Was the first year I really worked in the flower gardens that way. And we should clarify, in case you don't know, talking about flower gardens, not
vegetables
and fruits and things like that.
We don't grow food.
I guess fruit grows on trees. Well, that's not true. It grows in other places too. So, yes, we do not grow food, but we have experimented with a lot of flowers and it's better this year than it was last, but I've got more changes to make next year, but let's not talk about next year gardening yet.
Whew. I know.
Talk about overwhelming. it's been a little overwhelming this year, so got to simplify again, but... So, yeah, we were talking about the podcast and getting ending episode or season one and coming back for season two. So, we are sorry for such a long break. We are learning and continuing to go, but we are glad you've joined us back here for season two and for this journey we're on. I'm excited about some stuff we have coming up in the future and
Yeah, we already have four more podcasts planned.
Yeah, and a couple of guests already planned, and so.
Yeah, so we hope to keep going for a while this time.
Yeah, we do. Well, we feel like fall is just a good natural time to transition back into the podcast. So maybe fall and through the winter, and then we'll see what the future holds, because there's a lot of transition in our life right now.
There is.
Which I don't think we're going to talk about that right now. I think we're going to talk about that next episode, right? All the stuff.
Well, I think we need to talk about some of it because.
Well, go ahead. Just talk about it. That's fine.
We have a North Texas Creatives pop-up art market.
Yes, that's coming up next week.
It's coming up October 2nd, so it'll just be a few days after this podcast airs.
Right. Yes, it sure will.
So if you're local to Dallas, we would love for you to come visit us.
Yeah, we're going to have our first pop-up booth, either one of us, but also our first one combined.
Yeah. Really.
So.
And it's here in Irving. It's at a place called 222 Main Stage.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's an outdoor event. Perfect. You know, with the weather changing, it's a perfect place. What, 10 to 5, 11 to 5, something like that is the time?
11 to 5, yeah. 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On October 2nd. So we would love for you to come and see us.
Yeah,
and
so you're going to have some art there and some stuff you've been working on and this really playing with the last year and a half, 2 years, some of those things.
Yeah, right? Some of my experimental artwork that has informed my new series, but that is kind of just small little pieces. I'm planning on not having too much over $100 in the art booth, so it should be some affordable art if people like it.
And I'm going to have ceramics there. I've been working really hard on getting my home studio fully up and running, and I'm having a little problems with my kiln right now, but hopefully that will be repaired so I can do one last firing before the pop-up. And so have some additional mugs. I'm trying to make an additional 40 mugs because I don't have many mugs right now, only a few.
Right.
And I have other pottery from kind of previous firings, but have no mugs. And I know people love mugs, especially in the fall when they can drink hot beverages out of them.
Coffee.
Hot coffee. Or lattes, like we said.
Or tea.
Tea. Whatever.
There's options.
Yeah. So we're excited about it. We'd love to see you if you're in the local area, but if not, we totally understand. You can be watching for updates on social media, hopefully. Yeah. And then whatever we have left, we may throw on an Instagram shop or something to see.
Yeah.
See if people are interested.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So yeah, we do have that coming up. We have a lot of other changes coming up too that we've been pursuing, and we're excited to update you on those next episode. Well, in our break, we have actually tried a lot of new coffee, and so we'll be talking about those over the next few episodes as well.
We won't bombard you all with all of them today.
No. But we will choose one today to talk to you about. And, you know, it seems like if you're on Facebook at all or Instagram and you've looked at one ad for something, then you start seeing multiple ads for the same thing. Yeah. And so I started seeing ads for try our coffee and 3 bags for $10 or you know, a full bag for $5, introductory price or something like that. Pay the shipping only or something. And so I took advantage of several of those deals.
Yeah.
To try some new coffee, and we found some really good coffee.
We did. We really like, there's, we might have a new favorite, or at least temporarily new favorite.
Yeah. Well, so we've tried all this coffee and we ran out of Summer Moon several months ago, and we haven't been back to buy anymore because we had plenty from these offers. But then we went back to Summer Moon a couple of weeks ago and bought
Wildfire,
our old favorite Wildfire. That's kind of a combination, and it was really good. I've been really enjoying it.
It is really good.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so we'll tell you more about their coffee and or our new coffees that we've tried, as well as our new possible favorite that you may want to give a shot. So
when are you going to tell them about that?
About what?
The new coffee.
We can tell them about one now.
So one of the ones we've tried is by Storyline.
Storyville.
Storyville.
Storyville Coffee.
Sorry.
Sorry, you're thinking of Donald Miller. Right. She listens to Donald Miller's podcast a lot.
Storyville Coffee. And the name of the coffee is Prologue. And they really only have one roast. One type right
and
now.
And I think a decaf also. And so, yeah, that was the actual one that I got three. They're 8-ounce bags, but got three bags for $10 with, I mean, there was no shipping or anything. So it was a really good deal.
Yeah.
And it's been a good, medium, nice coffee.
Yeah.
Nothing real stand out about it, but at the same point.
It's smooth. It doesn't leave a lot of bitterness or aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's just really good.
Yeah, so we've enjoyed that. And 3 8-ounce bags last pretty, we got whole bean, and so they last pretty decent.
Yep. And they stay really fresh because you're not opening a full 16 ounces or whatever.
Right.
You know, it stays sealed until you're ready to use it.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, so, and I think they're out of Seattle, if I remember correctly. I believe that's the company that started by some previous pastors from Mars Hill Church, actually, in Seattle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I could be wrong, so don't yell at me on social media or give me any bad email if you find I'm wrong. But one of the coffees we've tried is a company started by previous pastors of Mars Hill. I know that. So anyway, so that's up from our own stomping ground when we lived in Washington.
Yeah.
A little bit. So that was good. Yeah, so that's a really good one. And we have a few more we'll tell you about, including some other drinks that we just discovered over the last few days.
Yeah, the coming episodes.
Yeah. Give us a shout out and tell us about your favorite coffee, where it comes from, and we may give it a try and talk about it on the show at some point. We'll have to be careful because we've got a lot of coffee right now, so we have to get to drinking it, which we have been drinking a lot more, and we probably will continue to do so with fall in the air.
Yes. We love our coffee on the porch watching sunrise.
We do. Although sunrise is getting too late for us to watch it right now because you have to get ready
to go
to work and everything. And it's moving to about the 720, 730 range at this point.
I know. I wish I was still working from home.
I do too. I miss you working from home. But oh, well. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this first episode of Season 2. We are glad you're back listening to us again. We just wanted to give you a quick update, but we look forward to talking to you again next week, updating you specifically on what we're doing and some transitions that are happening and just some exciting changes, some dreams, really, that we're pursuing.
Yeah, and don't forget that we'll be at the pop-up market on October 2nd.
Yes, come see us if you're in the area.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you, and we'll be putting that out on social media as well. Have a great week, everyone. Until then.
Bye.